It's a soft Easter morning. Easter Sunday. And memories are rising for me of all of the other Easter Sundays I've lived. And the blessings of the experiences. Including this one. I need to share with you what came in the meditation last night for the group of people who was here at Heartroot. In this part of the world, we have a tradition of going out at about 3 or 4 in the morning between Saturday and Sunday on early on Easter Sunday morning, to gather Easter water. And we go to any water source that has water directly from a spring, with the understanding that this water is highly energized. And we use that water during the year for ceremony and for healings. But what came as I sat was that there's an irrelevance to that right now. That the entire planet is vibrating with such a high frequency at this moment. The Schumann resonance has been going off the charts since 2012 and is resonating higher and higher. This is the measurement of the electromagnetics of the Earth. We are moving through a plasma cloud of high frequency. We are being bombarded by energy from the galactic center. And on top of it, there's the solar flares that are impacting the planet. And so the entire planet is vibrating with such a high frequency right now. This is why there's so much chaos, because the minute you give extra energy to any living system, it does the housework. In our daily lives, we tend to sweep stuff under the carpet or chuck it underneath the bed or behind the sofa. And then when we get a day off, well, it's time to do house cleaning. In any living system, when there's extra energy, the accumulated toxins are released. And that's what's happening now. As we receive lots and lots of energy in our physical bodies, this means the liver and the kidneys and the intestines and the skin are working overtime. It means we need more sleep in order to eliminate all the toxins that are arising and releasing. Secrets in families and in cultures are arising that have been swept under carpets. And so families and cultures and societies and hierarchical structures that have been built on lies and secrets and all of that is being swept out to be seen as the hierarchies and the structures come crumbling down. And the body of the earth as well is releasing in volcanoes and earthquakes and violent storms and floods. So we are living the effects of extremely, extremely high frequencies. and doing our best to absorb this with equanimity. The other thing that came to me was that in mystical understandings of the Easter story, it said that in the time, in the tomb that Yeshua cleared the astral plane around this planet with his love, and there is a direct relationship with the work that we are doing. As we free our ancestors, our bodies, of the stories of limitation and suffering, of the belief in life as a struggle and a war zone, as we release this, we're doing the same work. And so this Easter morning, I ask you to imagine in front of you the light of Source. You can imagine it, you can look at the sun, you can have a candle to represent the light of Source in front of you, or you can just imagine it. Of course, it's not going to be Easter Sunday for everybody whenever you're doing this. Imagine the light of Source in front of you. And you're going to inhale. Inhale this light into your third eye. And you feel it enter into your head, into your brain, and it activates your pineal gland. And your pineal gland begins to radiate warm, sweet, golden light, filling your brain, filling your whole head with this warm, golden light. Feel it. And then exhale down to fill your entire spinal column. All of your spine full of this warm, sweet, golden, radiating light. And you feel your spine warm and flexible. And then on either side of your spine, where previously you've had all of the tiny muscles tight and contracted, to keep you strong and rigid and principled and independent and alone. Now you're going to see all along either side of your spine, curled up tendrils like ferns, like baby ferns, the ones that are growing now all over the land. The fiddlehead ferns, you see them all curled up all along your spine on either side. And with your breath and your intention and this golden light, you're going to unfurl these tendrils all along your spine. You feel them unfurling, unrolling, and they become feathers. And you see on either side of your spine these tendrils unfurling out into feathered forms. Your wings unfold, your wings unfurl. And you allow your imagination to show you the colors and the forms. and you feel your unfolded, manifested wings on either side of your spine stretching out, connecting you to the multiverse, to all dimensions of being, to the entire potential of who you are able to be. And you experiment with your wings, moving them back and forth and stretching them out. Feel them. See them. Own them. Welcome them. Receive them. Assume this responsibility. This truth, your own sovereign self, your own divine self. Feel your wings extending on either side of you. This is you. This is home. This is where you've been going all this time. Thank you. Bless and be.